Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to this day's episode entitled An Urgency to Praise Him. Welcome to Divine Power Self-Leadership. And today we are going to give all praise and honor to the one and only mighty living God. And to honor him today, I will recite Psalms 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens, you that live in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels, all his heavenly armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters above the sky, and the waters above the sky. Isn't that a beautiful picture? The waters, even the waters in the sky, has that breath in them to praise the mighty Lord. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. He commanded and they were created. By his command, they were fixed in their places forever. And they cannot disobey. I'm going to read that again. By his commands, they were fixed in their places forever, and they cannot disobey. Praise the Lord from the heavens, sea monsters in all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, strong winds that obey his commands. Praise him, hills and mountains, fruit trees and forest, all animals, tame and wild, reptiles and birds. Praise him, kings all and all peoples, princes and all other rulers, young women, young men, old people, and children too. Let them all praise the name of the Lord. His name is greater than all others. His glory is above the earth and heavens. He made his nation strong so that all his peoples praise him. The people of Israel, so dear to him, praise the Lord. There's, you know, in God's word, in the sacred scriptures, there's always hidden messages. And we can never go into sacred scripture without using the help of the Holy Spirit. As I was reading this psalm, there was much I felt that many people need to hear and to activate into their own lives. The part where I double read, where I repeated it twice, by his commands, they were fixed in their place forever. They cannot disobey. Even though that sounds like, the mighty God fixing the lightning and the stars, the moon, the winds, the snow, the hail. And, you know, it's on God's commands that everything happens. But if we relate that into a normal life, if we relate that into the normal life, it's even the divine power that sets us into places. And when we realize that we're set into a place, how can we refute him? You know, how can we refute him? You know, when we realize that the missing parts sometimes in our lives are seeing, when we see our life in a disarray, or we see gaps and holes in our lives, we should realize that it's where we are not giving acknowledgement to the divine power. When we give acknowledgement to the divine power, then we can realize that he has placed us somewhere that we can't refute. Because what God, you know, what that divine power, what the mighty God puts in place, It's for that. It's for a reason, and his reasons are for forever, right? His reasons are forever, meaning they have great value, they have great wealth. In this world today, more people are realizing that there's gaps and holes in their lives. Or they might be seeing that they need to redo their life over. They need to revamp their life, restart their life, acknowledge that they need to bring more of what do I want to say? What's the word? I'm looking for that one word. But really, we need to realize that who does start our lives over fresh and new? Who gives us that capability? Who has set us in a place to restart, to revamp, to do something new, to pack away the old, to pack away the old and say goodbye to it and receive something fresh and new? Who has the only capability of doing that for a human life? And it's only divine power. It's only divine power through his sacred words that he does put a life in a place. He puts a life in order that cannot be refuted, because when they see that they're in the right place, when they can see that they have been placed there for a time, maybe for a time. A lot of lives are put somewhere for a time and they ride the time out and then they get placed somewhere else. When we as human beings can realize that it's the divine power that sets our lives in order, we won't see holes, we won't see gaps, we won't see with negative vision, we won't even realize that we're in the darkness, but we will realize that we are in a light, we are in a lighted place to be used for everybody's best interest, especially our own. When we learn to praise him, when we learn to praise him and give him that high glory and honor, that is when our soul opens up to receive something that we never received before. It's in the praises that something miraculous does happen. It says he made his nation strong so that the people can praise him. Right now, there's eyes opening up to their strengths through the divine power. That through that divine power, that we should elevate and raise the praises back to him for what he is doing for our lives right now. Many people are being put into places that they don't recognize. They're being put into places to, I'm not going to say, I guess I don't like to say rule over people these days, but it's like to guide people these days. More people are recognizing they are a guide to help people. And when you can see that you are a guide to help whatever people that the divine power puts in front of you, then you can your soul opens up, and then you can't help but praise him. How can you refute? How can you refute where the divine power has placed you? He has placed you somewhere. Do you see it? Do you recognize it? This is part one of Something New is Starting to Birth Out. Until next time, I am Anna Schubeck, and I say, reach for the music, reach for the miracles. Yeah, reach for the music. That was good. That was right. Reach for the music that's deep inside your soul. Reach for that musical praises and elevate it and just burst it out. Just burst it out. Some people are just too tense. They're too tense. They got to let something out. Let it be a praise. Let it be mu a musical pr note. Let musical notes come from inside your very soul to elevate some praise to the one and only, the only one, God of the universe. When you can elevate the God of the universe and get all that out of you, all that tension, all that stress, when you can get the stress and the tension out of your system by that musical praises to the one and only God of the universe, something miraculous will come back into your life. So reach for that musical miracle. Music will bring a miracle into your life. Reach for that musical miracle. Is waiting to come to you.